And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, May 30th edition. Hope everybody had a good Memorial Day. Games are wrapping up here, winding down on a Monday night, and it was a good day, a fun day of baseball, all-day baseball action, as we were hoping for. We got 13 games on Tuesday, massive slate, starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Before we get there, you can find me on Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hit me up there or in the Discord at the Gaining the Edge Fantasy, or you can find us on patreon.com/GTEFantasy. Written content, podcasts all over the place. Did a bench with Bubba with Mike Kurland. Dropped on Monday. Highly recommend it. Recapping Fab, some fantasy process on streaming, and much, much more. All right, let's get at it. Totals on this 13-game slate. Reset on me. Thank you, DraftKings.com. All right, here we go. You got Guardians, Orioles, 8. Brewers, Blue Jays, 9.5. Phillies, Mets, 8.5. Reds, Red Sox, 9.5. Royals, Cardinals, 9. Nothing in Coors or in Chicago. Twins, Astros, 8.5. Angels, White Sox, 9. Brewers, A's, 8. Yankees, Mariners, 7.5. Rockies, D-backs, 8. Nats, Dodgers, 9. So a lot of nines, few eights on this slate. Should be a fun one. 13 games, lots of ways to go. Pitching on this slate, the highest priced pitcher is Shane O'Mac. Shane McClanahan, $11,400 at the Chicago Cubs. McClanahan's been an ace, 20 plus points, majority of his starts. He's just been the dude you're looking for. You get a Chicago Cubs team that in the last 2 weeks of the season, I shrunk it back down because May's getting big now. Last 2 weeks of the season, the Cubs are striking out almost 30% of the time versus left-handed pitching. They are hitting .307, though, with a 160 ISO, which is very good. But it's not much has changed. Ton of strikeouts, but tons of offensive potential with the Chicago Cubs. So keep them in mind as a sneaky play, potentially, but I wouldn't do it on a 13-game slate. But it makes me not want to go crazy on McClanahan 11-4. If you want to, if you kind of want that quote-unquote safe floor, go for it. But I'm not running to get there on this slate. I'd rather save $700 and give me Zach Gallen at home against the Colorado Rockies. Gallen's coming up back-to-back rough road starts. Philadelphia and Pittsburgh have really got to him the last two. But his home road split's been pretty drastic this season. 5.4 ERA on the road in 6 starts, 0.77 ERA in 5 home starts. 47 Ks and 35 innings at home, averaging almost 35 DK points per game at home this season. Now you get the Rockies, who played all last week in Coors, played great. They had a big boy game on Monday, putting up 5 runs, which is big for Colorado. And, you know, in the last 2 weeks, they're striking out less than 19% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting .312 with a .211 ISO. I think Gallen is a great tournament play, but it's not all warm and fuzzy like it once was. 10-7, still a steep price tag, so if the home road splits are that true, Gallen's a great play. And I think he still is a very, very good play. There's other plays on a 13-game slate where you don't have to go there, but I also think that means he won't be that heavily rostered either. So Gallen at 10-7 is in play for you. Sliding down, Bryce Elder at $9,300 should be quite popular on the slate. Going up against the Oakland Athletics, Soroka, he pitched well. He gave you, I believe, 6 strong innings. He gave it 4 runs. He had 1 inning. He gave a 3-run homer to Ryan Noda to kind of cap it off. But overall, did really well. Great to see in his first start back in over 2.5, almost 3 years. So that was great for Ryan with Mike Soroka. You get Bryce Elder, $9,300. The thing is, he doesn't have 9K plus ceilings. He did have a 30-point game against Miami, but most of the time it's like 18, 19, 20 points. So I think he's a really good cash game play, especially because it's the A's. But just kind of limit your expectations just a little bit when it comes to Bryce Elder. All right, we slide on down because pitching is – you can get value pitching today. Tony Gonsolin at $8,000 is a guy I'm looking at heavily. I think he's got the same kind of floor slash ceiling appeal as Bryce Elder for $1,300 cheaper. Gonsolin is at home against the Washington Nationals. Gonsolin has got up to 95 pitches 2 starts ago, so he's hovering in that 90 to 95 pitch range. He's going 5 to 6 innings. He's got to get the consistent strikeouts from him, which would be great to see. But he is facing the Washington Nationals team that is striking out only 18.5% of the time versus righties over the last 2 weeks, hitting .295 with a .197 average, so that .197 ISO. So the Nats have been sneaky. I haven't talked about them on the Bubba and the Bloom last week. Talked about them, I think, bench with Bubba on Monday. Their lineup's been very sneaky with Lane Thomas and Candelario and Meneses. Even Abrams has been okay. There's guys there. Cedric hit a couple home runs over the last few weeks. There's still a lot you can take advantage of in Washington at $8,000. I'm intrigued. Color me intrigued. Going down farther, now it gets real dicey but real fun. Yeah, Ben Lively of Cincinnati coming off back-to-back just gems at home in Great American Small Park against the Cardinals and the Yankees, totaling 16 Ks, 8 Ks in each start, 2 runs in each start, over 23 DK points in each start. Now he goes on the road to take on the Boston Red Sox. I'm nervous still, but Boston does strike out nearly 25% of the time, hitting 231 with a 116 ISO versus righties. So Ben Lively is very live on this slate at $7,100. Another one, though, you should know by now, we're going to ride and die with this boy, is one Brian Bello at $7,000. At least he's not in the 6K range. He got a bump. He got a price bump. But the dude's putting up 20, 20.2, 21.9, 19.3, 17, 17. He gets you five or six innings, two run runs or less, five or more Ks in five straight starts. Eventually, there's going to be a rough outing. There's no hiding that. That's just the brass tacks of things. But he gets Cincinnati in Boston, 23.4% K rate, 260 average, 122 ISO versus right-handed pitching over the last 2 weeks. Brian Bello is 100% in play for me yet again. Brandon Belak, $6,800 at home against the Minnesota Twins. Twins went to town on J.P. France. Actually, Royce Lewis went to town on J.P. France. That's pretty much the gist of that one. But you got Belak, who's coming off a rough one at Milwaukee, but prior to that, a couple of really decent starts there. He's $6,800 at home against Minnesota. Minnesota was getting healthier. There's no denying that, but they are striking out close to 32% of the time over the last 2 weeks, 226 average and 185 ISO. So somebody you can take advantage of at $6,800. I don't hate that at all. So yeah, it's a weird slate. 13 games means we have 26 starting pitchers, and I only like a handful of them. Like, that's why maybe McClanahan is more in play than we want to give credit to. So Shane McClanahan at 11-4 is an option for you. Zach Gallen at 10-7 against Colorado. Bryce Elder at 93 versus Oakland. And then you get down to some fun ones here. Tony Gonsolin at 8K versus Washington. Lively at 71 versus Boston. Bayo at 7K versus Cincinnati. And Belak at 6,800 versus Minnesota is where I'm kind of looking at things right now. Obviously, lineups can dictate a lot of things. 13 games, moving parts, lots of ways to go on this slate. Speaking of lots of ways to go on this slate, let's talk about the bats, because there will be plenty on a 13-game slate. Will Smith of the Dodgers at $5,400 versus Jake Irvin is definitely in play. Irvin has not been good. Lots of contact. Dodgers should feast on this situation. Same with Salvi Perez at 52 versus Mikolas. I'd rather have Will Smith, but both are very, very solid. Going down below 5K now. Yeah, Sean Murphy versus J.P. Sears. I'm a big J.P. Sears fan. Just don't want to get in front of the Atlanta offense, especially with the lefty on the mound. The Braves can feast on that situation. So Murphy at 47 is a play for you. Travis d'Arnaud at 42 as well is worth a look if he gets to start against J.P. Sears. Going down below 4K now. Yusei Kikuchi could be in play. I want to see the Boston or the Milwaukee lineup. I'll say that right now. When that comes out, Kikuchi could be a play because Milwaukee does strike out a ton versus lefties. I just want to see what they put out there. But Christian Betancourt at $3,700 versus Liam Hendricks returned to the White Sox somebody. That is great. I just saw some footage of him. That's why he's on my mind. But Christian Betancourt, $3,700 versus Kyle Hendricks is definitely worth a look if you're stacking up Tampa Bay. Gabriel Moreno versus Freeland at 32 is not bad. But, you know, if you just want to save cash at catcher, Francisco Alvarez is $3,100 versus Ranger Suarez. I like that a ton. Connor Wong at 3K versus Ben Lively is very much in play as well. Two cheaper plays. If you go below 3K now, you got I know there's a couple more down here I saw earlier. Maybe not. Reese McGuire, if he gets to start for Boston, he's $2,400 versus Ben Lively. I don't mind that as a punt. One of my favorite plays, period. I've been mentioning him in every single quick hits we can do. Patrick Bailey of the Giants is still too cheap. He's $2,300 versus Johan Oviedo. This is a phenomenal play. This should be one of your top catcher plays, period. 30 more points he put up on Monday. Going three hits, a double, a homer, four ribbies. The dude's 30, 0, 22, 7, 7, 0, 16. Amazing numbers for a punt catcher. He's $2,300 versus Johan Oviedo. He should be very popular, and it's good chalk, very good chalk. First base position for you here. You got Goldie at 56 versus Granke. That's fine. Pete Alonso versus Ranger Suarez, I like a lot at $5,500. That's an angle for you. Freddie Freeman versus Irvin at 53 is very solid as well. You got Christian Walker versus Freeland. Not bad. Ryan Mountcastle versus Quantrill. You can use Orioles to target Quantrill. No Cedric Mullins, but they still have a lot of punch in that offense. Farther down, though, if you don't believe in Belak, Joey Gallo at 4K is a good tournament play. I can get behind that. Andrew Vaughn versus Tyler Anderson is one of the better plays. We know how much Vaughn loves to crush left-handed pitching in his short career. Tyler Anderson sucks. So Vaughn at $3,400 is really solid. Luke Rayleigh at $3,400 versus Kyle Hendricks is there as well. There's value at on offense for sure on a 13-game slate. Nick Prado at $3,100 versus Mikolas. If you're stacking Kansas City, you use him. That's not bad. Josh Naylor at 3K, slumping, but a good game versus Gibson. Lamont Wade's a really solid play at 3K versus Johan Oviedo. That's totally fine. Way to lead off, get you a couple knocks, and hopefully score a couple runs. So I like that as an option. Tristan Casas versus Ben Lively at $2,700 is a good value. Ryan Noda at $2,600 homered on Monday. I believe he's homered on Sunday or Saturday as well. So he might be heating up again. He's 26 versus Elder. Other than that, I don't think there'll be much else down here. Second base for you. You got Jonathan India at 58 is fine. But Mookie Betts at 55 versus Irvin is really, really good. Nolan Gorman at 49 versus Greinke. I like that a lot. That's another one for you. Ozzy Albies switch hitting versus Sears. We love Albies versus a lefty. He's $4,500. That comes into play. Tyler Walls, if you're stacking Tampa Bay, he's $3,900 only if you're stacking, though. Don't use him as a one-off. Farther down here you go. I don't want Vargas. Julian, if he starts for Minnesota, $2,700, has some legs. Polanco could be back any day, so keep that in mind. So you can utilize him if you so choose, but Julian should be there if Polanco's not. Julian's $2,700, so he's worth a look. And then other than that, not much else down here that I'm in love with unless we see something in lineups. Third base position for you. You got Rafael Devers at 61 versus Lively, which is awesome. You got Arenado at 53 versus Greinke, which is very solid. J-Ram at 52 versus Gibson is fine. But Austin Riley is at 5K versus the lefty Sears is awesome. Very, very good. Nolan Gorman at 49 versus Greinke, solid as well. We've already talked about that. Second base, third base eligibility. Ryan McMahon is unconscious right now. Great series week in Colorado. Started off Monday banging. If you're not using Gallen, you think he's broken, McMahon at 47 comes into play. Eugenio Suarez versus a lefty at 44 is always tournament viable. JD Davis, if you're stacking the Giants at 4K, is a nice right-handed bat versus Oviedo to kind of throw off the normal stacks. If you're targeting Gonsolin, Jaime Candelario at 38 should be in your stacks. Jake Berger, I hope he's in the lineup on Tuesday. He's $3,300 versus Tyler Anderson. That is a great spot for him. Casey Schmidt at another monster game for the Giants just keeps producing. He's third-base shortstop eligible at $3,200 versus Oviedo. Giant stack is looking juicier and very, very affordable. So I like that a lot. Below 3K, you know, it'll definitely be lineup dependent. Maybe Chris Taylor in a deep Dodgers stack, not like forcing Chris Taylor to strike out or home run. That's all it is with him, which tournament viable for sure. But other than that, not a ton down here. So Casey Schmidt up at third base. Shortstop is loaded. Bobby Witt went deep again on Sunday. He's $5,700 and keeps crushing baseballs. Bo Bichette versus Adrian Hauser. That should be a great spot for Toronto. Bichette's 52. You got Wander Franco at 51. All fine plays on this slate. But Tim Anderson versus Tyler Anderson of the Angels at $4,700. I like that quite a bit. As you can tell, I like the White Sox on this slate. McLean of Cincinnati, if you're not using Bayo, is $4,100. There's some legs to that. Going down into the 3K range now. Man, short Casey Schmidt at 32. That's a solid play. And for now, it's about all I want. Like, it's pretty much pay up at the shortstop position. Maybe Brandon Crawford, if you're feeling desperate, at $2,200. He did have a great game on Monday. The swing looked good. It looked real good watching that game. So a super punt. Say you're stacking the Giants, and you already have Casey Schmidt at third. You can put Crawford at 22 at short if you choose. Outfield, you got Acuna. Awesome play versus Sears. Definitely like that at $6,400. You got Yordan Alvarez. Tournaments, maybe. The Angels are interesting because I'm a Giolito fan, but Gio's been struggling. If you think he's not going to do well, Trout at 6K is very nice. Yoshida of Boston at 59, I like to light up Lively. Like, that's a target of mine. I'm expecting people to roster him a lot after his first two starts at home. And if you look deeper into his numbers, there's a ton of contact. And we looked at him on Bench with Bubba. If you want to listen to that episode that dropped on Monday, Curlin and I dug into Ben Lively. And it's, yeah, we don't believe it. Maybe he might continue to fool us, but we do not believe it, looking at what we looked at. After that, you got Randy Rosarena at 57 versus Hendricks. That's great. That's great. Tampa Bay is very much in play, especially after dud on Monday. Mookie Betts at 55 is fine in his game. You get down farther, Josh Lowe at $4,900 versus Hendricks is good. Down farther here, you got Lane Thomas is up to 48. I prefer him versus a lefty, not Gonsolin or righty. So I'll kind of pass on that one. You got Anthony Santander at $4,600 versus Quantrill. But Lubob at 46 versus Tyler Anderson. Very, very, very nice on this one. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. went deep again on Monday. He continues to tear the cover off the baseball. He's $4,400 versus Freeland. That's a solid look for you as well. Going down farther, I mentioned Joey Gallo as a tournament play at 4K. Don't hate it. Hunter Renfro at 39. If you're stacking Giolito, I get it. Austin Hayes at 3,800 bucks versus Quantrill. I prefer Hayes versus a lefty, but still good spot there versus pitch to contact Quantrill. Love Michael Conforto. We got the day off on Monday facing Oviedo at 3,800 bucks. That is juicy. Yastrzemski at 37 is fine. I prefer Conforto, but both are in play. Mickey Moniak's 3,500 bucks versus Giolito. That'll play. MJ Melendez at 3,500 bucks. We talked about him in the Discord recently. He's put up double digit points in three or four games. He's starting to hit the baseball, folks. He's really starting to hit the ball. Hits in four or five games, scoring runs, showing some power. I believe there's a lot more to MJ Melendez than we've seen. Hopefully it's coming very, very soon. He's 3,500 bucks versus Mikolas, so someone to potentially play in a GPP. Luke Raley at 3,400 bucks versus Hendricks. We talked about him. He's first base outfield eligible. If you aren't using Elder, Estuary Ruiz at 3,300 bucks is a good tournament play for his speed and run scoring abilities. Jake Sawinski double donged on Monday. He's 3,300 bucks versus Brebbie is going to open and they're going to go from there. But Sawinski at 33 is interesting. Eloy Jimenez, 3,200 bucks, far too cheap against Tyler Anderson. So there's a phenomenal play for you. You got Nick Prado, who I mentioned at 31. Nolan Jones, if you're not using Gallons, kind of interesting. Jose Siri at 3K is a really good value for Tampa Bay, especially in a Tampa Bay stack. You could wrap it around like Siri, Yandy, Franco type deal. That works out very well for you. Marcelo Zuna loves facing lefties. He's 2,900 bucks for JP Sears. So he's a potential guy to look at. Jake McCarthy at 2,900 bucks for Freeland. Maybe. Mitch Haniger is starting to heat up as well. He had another big game on Monday. He's 28 versus Oviedo. Giants are swinging really good bats right now, and they're very, very affordable on this slate. This is not the homer in me. This is legit facts. So enjoy it while we can, as I like to say as a Giants fan. Other than that, with the check lineups, there will be more value down here for sure. Recapping your pitching, Shane O'Mac, Shane McClanahan, 11-4 is becoming more and more appealing with all the value bats out there and the rough pitching overall. Zach Gallen, I like at 10-7. Bryce Elder at 93. You got, remember, Kikuchi could get interesting at 84. Gonsolin at 8,000. Lively at 71. Bayo at 7K. Belak at 68. I want to like more of these guys up here. Lineup dictates, like Joe Ryan, Logan Gilbert are all kind of lineup dependent for me. Like Nestor Cortez hasn't really been there. It's a rough go for some of these guys right now. Now, if you're stacking it up, there's lots of ways to go. You got Cleveland versus Gibson and Baltimore versus Quantrill. That can be a nice little stack. I think Toronto versus Hauser is one of the better stacks on the slate. Like that a ton. I will be looking into some Boston versus Ben Lively. Don't you worry about that one bit. That will be happening. Some other options for you on this slate. Tampa Bay versus Hendricks. I'm in for that one. I like that one quite a bit. Angels, or I love the White Sox versus Tyler Anderson. That's one of my favorite stacks of the entire slate. You have Atlanta versus JP Sears. You have the Rockies. You want Arizona versus Freeland, maybe. Giants versus Oviedo and Dodgers versus Irvin. So those are all really good. Dodgers is very good. But my favorite ones are the Giants, the White Sox, and Tampa Bay. Those are my three favorite stacks. But on a 13-game slate, there are a ton of ways to build on this slate, a ton of ways to build. So make sure you check them all out. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDNTrick, and more importantly, I'm in the Gain of the Edge Fantasy Discord. Come check us out over there. But I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview Wednesday's action. But for now, this is MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, May 30th edition. I'm out.